On to story number three, it takes us to Syria. Mortar attacks there have killed at least five people in and near the capital, Damascus. Nearly two dozen more were wounded in the attacks, which targeted Damascus and a suburb of Jarmana. Indiscriminate mortar and bomb attacks have often targeted Syrian cities since the ongoing insurgency began more than 3 years ago. Tuesday's violence occurred hours before the new UN special envoy to Syria began his visit to the country. This is Staffan de Mistura's first visit to Syria since he was appointed in July as a UN envoy for the crisis. Mohamed Ali is a correspondent who joins us from Syria's capital, Damascus. Well, Mohamed Ali, the question that comes up here is, do you think this is a coincidence, what this is, the mortar attacks to have been exercised here, and the visit by Staffan de Mistura, his first visit as envoy, UN envoy to Syria?
Well, we can say, Kaveh, that in general, the militants are against any peaceful solution, but it's not actually connected with the visit, those mortar attacks. What we can confirm here is that militants usually increase their mortar attacks at civilian areas and secured areas in Damascus every time they are actually under pressure by the Syrian army and the advancements of the Syrian government troops against them. Now, what we have to note here is that the Syrian army has been launching an offensive against militant-held areas and positions and hideouts, particularly in Jobar and Ain Terma. Those areas are very close to Jarmana, and also areas like Kashkul and Al Dakhaniyah, which were attacked just 3 days ago. What the militants are trying to do, they're trying to attack secure areas. Perhaps they can actually stop the Syrian army from advancing and striking them. Now, we know that the Syrian army is using all kinds of weapons, artillery, and the Syrian Air Force fighter jets are attacking heavily the strongholds of militants since more than a week ago on Jobar, particularly, and Ain Terma. Now, in response, the militants, and because they are under huge pressure and because they are suffering heavily from those attacks by the Syrian army, they tried just 3 days ago to attack secured areas near Jarmana, this town that was just attacked also today with mortar shells. We have to note also, Kaveh, that Jarmana has been under attack by the militants over there since the beginning almost of the unrest, with car bomb attacks, mortars, and all kinds of weapons that militants can fire at it. But definitely, in general, every time the militants are under pressure by the Syrian army, they try to attack civilian areas to pressure the Syrian government to perhaps stop advancing towards them and attacking them. But the Syrian government forces continue their strikes against them. The militants are suffering heavily in eastern Al Ghouta, the main stretch of land and the largest stretch of land that the militants actually controlled since the beginning of the unrest. The Syrian army, as you know, Kaveh, has been launching this offensive a long time ago, but increased its attacks against those militants from the east of eastern Al Ghouta, particularly from Jobar, and also from the south. We remember that Mleha was also one of the strongholds of the militants, and the Syrian army managed to take control of it. So in general, because they are losing ground, those militants, they try to attack civilian areas with all kinds of weapons.
Very well. It's good to see you again. Thank you very much for that. Mohamed Ali, a correspondent there from Damascus. Us.